Baby Reindeer 2024 Season 1 Episode 4 Somber Music Playing. Donnie, 6 months. It had taken me 6 months to call Martha. Can I help you, Donnie? Donnie, I should have started with Terry. How? Martha attacked her just yesterday, but it didn't. I would like to report something. How does it work? What would you like to report? Donnie, I should have mentioned the grope, but I didn't. Don't know how to tell you this, but I'm like getting stalked by a man or a woman. A woman, Donnie. I should have mentioned a name, the articles of previous crimes, but I just didn't. Look, I'm really worried here. I think she needs help. Donnie, and when the policeman asked why it taken me so long to report it, Donnie all came flooding back, typing, come running, to tie your shoe, playing. Donnie, after about five years earlier, went to the Embryo Festival. It was always an ambition of mine to take a show there, to join the hustle and bustle with street performers and artists, gambling their luck on a shot at fame. I knew I'd come here one day and take a chance myself, writing, acting, comedy, whatever it took. Just needed the kind of freedom life, which only comes from dreaming big and stopping and nothing to get there. I sat playing solitaire by the window. Donnie, so I arrived at my venue, the outskirts of town, and noticed the grubby windows and sticky floors. I smelled chip fat as I walked in. It felt like everything to me. Hello? Well, yo, can you let me know where to go for comedy? Performer. Door over there, thank you. Do you mean like a different door? Oh, plug it in the corner. Shove the table to the side. What? This is my stage? There. Here? In the main bar? That's right. I mean, does the television stay on? Women's size, we moot. And the punters? You can ask them to leave if you like. Oh no, I couldn't do that. They're here 12 months a year. I hear one. Can you ask them to leave? No. I mean, do you even want to see comedy? Only one way to find out. All right. We better begin. Yeah. Come on, groaning. Fucking Embryo Fringe. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to comedy. Oh, I'm going to go behind that little wall there and change. When I come out, you all go mad and welcome me to the stage. How does that sound? Flatly, woo. Great, one person. All right, here goes. Percussion music plays. Donnie grunts, sighing. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to stage Johnny Dunn. But hey, fucking yes, that's me here. Whoa. Yeah, woo, puffs. Teal's lips. So my mother died today. Nearly nothing. You see, it's funny being in a show. I don't mean my mum just died. No, Amphisius. Catch the wind playing, Donnie. Joe was just awful. Both days I had to cancel due to nobody turning up. One day I had to end the show early. I was caught in the crosshairs of stag do. Give that. Hey, here. Donnie, oh no, please. I need that for the rest of the month. Of the loving mind, Donnie. Some days I stood not handling out fires in the hope nobody would come. I was about a week in, I felt like the dregs of show business. Got circumstances the other day, just had to put in figures big enough. Well, you know what I mean, yeah. Saying I've got a big cock, laughs awkwardly. Nothing, no, really? Okay, that's fine. Went to the shop to get for some eggplant. Come back with this, bloody hell. We saw him coming, didn't we? Didn't he? Yeah, he just taped some eggs to plant. Look, your eyes are fine. Donnie, I've questioned if I went home, whether anyone would notice, whether anyone would care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show. Sweet thing would make me sing. Scattered applause. Oh, but I might as well try and catch. I'm going to be standing by the door with a bucket of all your donations. Give me what you think the show is worth. Thanks for coming. Ouch, better than yesterday, I suppose. What was yesterday? Butter and a condom, laughs. Here, I've got something for you. Fell out of someone's wallet last night. It's yours if you want it. I know how much you artists love to smooth. Bed your love, playing. Man, he had no idea. It would ever work when we shot it. You know, the scene with the tin can soldiers. We shot that on the beach in Lancaster, chilled using tinfoil from catering. Chuckles, we used to so much that Benji said we could feel his feelings coming out. Oh, so, excuse me, sorry to interrupt. Did you work on Cottonmouth? Yeah, oh my God, I fucking love that show. What did you do on it? I was in the writing staff. Holy shit, do I kiss your feet now? Chuckles. Oh look, I'm doing this show at the Hobby Bar. Come down and see if you like, if you can. Man, Lolo Cancer, yeah. It's a great title, isn't it? We try. You guys seen anything decent? Man, see you later. Yeah, fuck. Size wankers, aren't they? Yeah, terrible first impression on my part, though. Shocking. You never work in history again. Chance will be a fine thing. See that guy over there? Yeah. He worked Cockermouth. It's fucking amazing. You seen it? Bits and bobs. My thing. Being mental. Should be illegal for people to be that young and successful. When I slept poison in his drink? Wow, that's dark. But yes, Chuckles. Anyway, the actors made that show. Couldn't agree more. Man, I hate that I care about his opinion. What do you do? Oh, I'm a comedian when they laugh. Performing artist when they don't. How were they tonight? They came for the art, laughs. Oh, I'm Donnie, by the way. Darren O'Connor. Oh, is in Cottonmouth, what? But then who's my writing assistant? Former writing assistant. Now I know he's stealing my job, so I'm so sorry. So sorry, all the actor stuff was merely banter. I knew who you were. The writing was the best part. Bit about that show, don't worry. Danny Fu. I couldn't have said. You just said you didn't like it. I don't. Why would you do a show that you don't like? I'm a television prostitute. I take whatever that anyone gives me. Chuckle softly. Well, how about a falling friendly comedian? Ladies and gentlemen, please leave the stage. Welcome to stage. Man puts the LLL in pan and inferno. You probably cut that bit. Then he done. Well, hey, whoa, whoa, trills lips. Imitates the explosion. Whoa, whoa. Well, hey, grunts, yes. My mother died today, Darren laughs. Guess this is what she would have wanted. Me to die with her. With her laughter. Who wants to meet my friend Percy? Bears it cheer. All right, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, this is Percy. He's a ventriloquist double act. Hi, Percy, how are you? Good, thanks, you. Ooh, laughter. What have you been up to today, Percy? Sucking cotton laughter. Oh, wow, great, thank you. Oh, cool, thanks for coming. Woman, cheers, appreciate that. Jesus, a 20. I couldn't get a goodbye last night, so I thought I'd come get it now. Oh, right. Well, oh, goodbye. Oh, no, wait, I'm joking, sorry. It was strange, am I? Shit, don't worry. I don't mind a bit strange, let's talk. I had a few pointers how to take the show to the next level. Wow. Yeah, I mean that would be great. Yeah, latest then. Yeah, latest, oh, cowboy. A cowboy, what the fuck? Laughing gleefully. Donnie, Darren, before came involved in the show, the next few weeks, might give me advice of bits that weren't working to maintain eye contact. Donnie, rehearsing all kinds of hours to whip everything into shape. Darren, look at me. Three rows across the front, Donnie. Soon, the televisions were shut off. The tears faces the right way. Even the staff dismissed customers who dared to ask when the football was on. Now they were not showing it today. Tried a pub down the road. Donnie and froze, just flourished. Donnie, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to stage. Donnie Dunn, cheering. Donnie, so my mum died today. Laughter, yeah, I suppose. It's what she would have wanted me to die with her. Laughter. Donnie, every night. We're going out with Darren and live life like a celebrity. A main private members bar in town. Drinking cocktails to the early hours. Talking endlessly about the show and what we're going to do with it. The festival's over. We need to get you performing this show in London, Donnie. Darren was like no one I'd ever met before. Self-prescribed Buddhist, paranormalist, pansexual. The taste of the funny things in life, Donnie. In 2 weeks of knowing him, he'd opened my eyes to the kind of excitement I didn't even know it existed. It's hard to yell for help. Trained to radiate with a bow gag in your mouth, Donnie. We sat in that private members bar, put the world to rights. I felt like I was gliding on the wings of change, like this man was dangling the keys to a secret club. All I needed to do was take his hand and make that him guide me. What were you doing in here? Patrol toilets. Oh, Darren perspires, sniffs. Darren sniffs. Darren inhales rapidly. We need you to get you to write your scripts for me. Yeah, well, that would be amazing, yeah. Are you ready? Ready for everything? Yeah, good. Here. Teacher playing, coughs, fart, coughs. Darren laughs, good lad, laughter. Darren, but all good things come to an end. You think that's bad? I was so drunk, end up putting the henna in my penis. Laughter, Dunny. Darren went back to London and he didn't hear from him for the rest of the festival. Maybe he's taking a break or a holiday somewhere. But he felt strange as flies got binned, posters come down, sessions came back on. Football started playing. Question whether it was some crazy dream, whatever it ever happened at all, that's it. Feel like a flame throwing through your veins. Let's take it you where it takes you. Donny, in the months that followed, I went to acting school in Oxford. I remember when I got in, I was broke down crying with happiness, but following everything that had happened in Edinburgh, despite meeting Kaylee, going back to a life of learning, seemed a bit like a misstep. So I pranced around in leotard, pretending to be on fire, doing vocal walnuts, all vocalising, and mimicking animals, and basically doing anything other than fucking acting. I felt one of those impossible to articulate feelings, the summit of Miss Darren, miss the confidence of gaming, feeling of reliancy, hope that one day my life might actually lead somewhere. Now, body in a bit of a sea of black, I felt like nobody again, like I was shrinking from the world just as I developed a taste for it. Donny coming? Yeah. Summer music playing, sing, treasuring, woman moans, woman cries, screams, cries, calls, phone. Cell phone buzzes, woman sobs. Cell phone buzzes, woman continues sobbing. Oh, sorry, gotta take this, all right, mate. Yeah, no, it's great to hear from you. Yeah, no, I'm loving it. I really enjoy myself. Oh, look, is there a better time to chat? I'm actually in class right now. What? Are you serious? You want me to write with you? I mean, yes, mate, 1,000 yeses, of course. I mean, Donny, where are you playing at? She's playing fucking raging in there. Yeah, maybe 2 seconds, okay? Be 2 seconds, look, I've got to go. But yes, 100% giggles. So the centre of music playing, Donny Bresco, Sir Hayden O'Connor. Both chuckled, Donny, it's good to see you, you all right? Yeah, come in. Thanks, yeah. Oh, this place is amazing, cat meowing. Oh, wow, you've got a cat? Fergus. Very much in love, I'm not surprised. Well, lovely little fellow, aren't you, Fergus? Hello, mate. Fergus purring, cup of tea? Okay, so I'm actually writing out a few scenes and stuff. Oh, nothing major. Still needs a bit of work, all right. 60 pages. Yeah, it didn't take long. I tell you what, why don't you give me this very good lesson in pitching? Okay, well, it's about this guy called Nail Jill. High flying lawyer, decides at the age of 50 to try his hand at professional wrestling. It's quite niche, really. Yeah, who wants his wrestling? That's anyone. Who's above the age of 6? Yeah, no, not me anyway. Continue. Travels awkwardly. Anyway, basically gets the bug, starts wrestling more and more. Soon he's struggling to keep the balance between his two worlds. He starts like turning up the court cases. Black eyes, always forgotten to take his makeup off. Well, here's his choice to make. Live his life as a lawyer or Hangman Harry. Mud stopping, bill swelling. Barroom brawler from Austin, Texas. Hangman Harry is his wrestling name. He's my work. Oh, no, but you haven't read it. Read it when you said it to me. I could sit in another room and try. Do you want to get high? Chuckles uneasily. What, here? Darren, yeah, why not? Then go out and grab a drink later. Be like Emperor all over again. Yeah, sure. Electronic music playing. Clears throat. Coughs, sniffs. Holy shit, you worked with some comedy legends. What were they like? Average. Do you mean? Can't mean that. They're amazing. Laughs. I mean, some of them will be my top 5 dinner party guests for sure. You play that game, you invite anyone you want for dinner. So you can only pick 5. Oh, sounds horrible. My home's a sacred place. Takes someone very special to be allowed in. Come on, that's a cop-out answer. Who would they be? Well, it wouldn't be celebrities, they'd be leaders, gurus. Spiritually awake. That or me around at every each place. Now, six of you at one party, Jesus. I can imagine how many drugs there'd be, how many juggles. I'll tell you mine. Gravis, Tanisha Bangham, Baron Cohen, Judy Davis, Kogan or Pariah. I don't know. Gandhi or someone, because you need to look fitrous. Last, you want going to get really high? Fuck yeah. No, like really high? Fuck yeah. But that was, what was your secret? Their secret, by the way, Darren. What do you mean? What did they all do to get where they are today? Darren, listen to me. Laughs, I'm serious. They threw themselves into everything I asked for them. Wow, that's awesome. Here, come sit next to me, Donnie Clear's throat. What's all this? Darren, this is a bomb of MDMA. This is GHB. It's a relaxant. It relaxes you, yeah. Trust me, you haven't experienced anything like it. Haven't experienced anything like you. That's for sure, both chuckle. Fucking hell, that's disgusting. Little pain for a little gain. Ephemeral music playing. Donnie, first time I came out, like nothing I've ever experienced. It felt like a beam of divine light shone down from space through Donnie's roof, Darren's roof, into his living room, exactly where I was sitting, as warm Indian ocean waves passed up and down my body. On that couch, Darren spoke about my talents in the same vein as all the comedy heroes growing up. My comedy heroes growing up. Got a big future ahead of you. Very big future. You got a big future ahead of you. Very big future. Donnie, with every sentence he said and every drug I took, I said, believe it, smell it, taste it, even. And my dreams were quantifiable. And I always grasped them. But they entangled for me, Darren. No time to wait around. Their full music continues. You don't mind, do you? No. Oh, shit. Coughs. What? I'm setting music playing. Groans, Darren. What's wrong? Donnie groans and gags. Donnie gags. Setting music continues. Donnie gags. Think I'm going to puke. No, not through the cat bowl. Gags. Coughs. Darren, are you okay? Gags, Darren. Let me pat your back. You okay? Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry, Darren. Donnie coughs. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Leading music playing. Donnie shakes. Breathes shakily. Darren breathes heavily. Stop. Will almond milk do? There you go. That'll sort you out. I'm really sorry about that. It's okay. We'll go slower next time. Easy music playing, cries. Easy music continues, Donnie. I would love to pretend that as far as it went. Cell phone buzzes. Hey, mate. How's it going? Hey, yeah, yeah. No, I'm good. Look, I'm about to go into class. So if it's... What? Well, the channel? Have Hangman there? Holy shit, they love it. Laughs, that's fucking squeals. Yeah, yeah, that's incredible. Oh, do you want me to? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah, no, sure. Yeah, I'll come. That's huge. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. So I have a massive cone channel backing you. This only a good reason. Donnie Darren took me through everything the channel said, and I beamed from ear to ear. He spoke with serious commissions and option periods, all those fabulous things I didn't understand. By the time he cracked out the drugs and said yes, hesitation, if I'm music playing, I thought it'd blow it. You know, Darren, what? This. When I threw up, Darren scoffs. Don't be silly. It takes a lot more than vomit to put me off with your talents. If I'm music playing continues, thank you. Thank you so much. Is there anything I can do? Just keep dreaming, Donnie. Oh, that's easy. How to fight the lioness playing. Donnie, after I moved to London with Keely, I started taking drugs at Darren's house. Almost every weekend, Darren, here. We started off with the usual MDMA. Donnie, I had a full drunk with Kool-Aid of his promises of believing that success was right around the corner. I would have been my own show by 30 millionaire around the same time. All the stuff he said to me. Thought he spoon-fed me, the latest chemical. I went from a guy who smoked a bit of weed to week on long benders, high and crack. Dan, chase the high, don't be scared, Danny. And meth. Darren, you embrace your creative potential. Donnie, and heroin. Darren, you're going places, Donnie. When you take enough to reach that plane where all thought stops and euphoria begins, talk to the future and fame and happiness felt. Feel almost as real as chemicals that flow through your body as it fades, Donnie. It's only a matter of time now, surely. Passed out many times in his company, an easy music playing, Donnie. I would often awake with him lying next to me, his hands and mouth in various places, his search around my body, and easy music continues. Donnie, I would stumble to the bedroom and find his putrid spit congealed around my genital area, typing. Then every Monday, get back to his cold, callous self, give me brutal script notes, making me do overnight rights on a countdown for no money. I coughed up my latest throat infection. Coughs, Donnie and I went back. I still went back. And not spending my birthday with me. You're not spending my birthday with me? No, I'm going round Donnie's. Well, hell, Donnie. Isn't this not a bit strange to you? I don't want to go away with your friends. Can't fucking afford it. So instead you're going to an old writer's house, take drugs. Then I know it doesn't make sense to you. He's helping me in my career. What's he done? He worked in a bar since you came to London. Do everything for him for free. Don't have time for this conversation, Donnie. That's right. That night, Darren presented me with acid. I take half of one. You take one and half. Acid is your guide so you feel safe. Every music playing. Darren, let the music take you where it wants to. Every music continues. African production music. Aggressive music, percussion music playing. Donnie, sometimes think back to this image. Me, mid-20s, sitting high as a kite, watching a 75-year-old man dancing his old Amazon jig in front of me. And somebody asks me the question, how did you get into comedy? African percussion music continues. Darren, keep telling me what you're seeing, shimmering colours, the outline of something. So I'm Phoenix right now. Is that the what you see? Pulling it where you see me is something strong. Phoenix and light might be one of those wrestlers that you like. Donnie, some funny, seemingly out of nowhere. His clear, strange thought. Some thought entered my head. He's trying to control your mind. What's wrong? Donnie, this man is bad. This situation is bad. Get out now. Fuck. Fuck. Dan, what's the matter? What's wrong? I can't see. All I can see is white. It's fine, it's rebirth. I can't see. Can't fucking see. You're safe with me, Donnie yells. Donnie, my subconscious, I've been repressing this entire time. I reared its head to shine most obvious light on the fucked up situation, Donnie whimpers. African progression as it continues. What's happening to you? This is bad. I've been told this is bad. It's paranoia. Fight against it. Turn the music off. It's off. Oh, fuck. Phones, fuck. Music continues. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. The fucking music. Music continues. Donnie yells. Oh, fuck. Darren. Have this, Donnie. No, Darren. I'll help keep your eggs off. You had it before. It relaxes you. Donnie shakes pretty shakily. I'm setting music playing. No. I'll try to keep it in. Swallow groans, Donnie. Darren, that's good. That's good, Donnie yells. That was strong. Okay, there. Breathe into my hand, breathe. Donnie breathes deeply. And suddenly music continues, Darren. It's okay, it's part of it. It's all part of it. Shh. Donnie groans. As easy music playing. Donnie groans, Darren, shh. Relax. And easy music continues. Donnie groans, Darren, it's fine. Groans. And easy music continues. Music fades, music. Grass, coughs and wheezes, coughing and wheezing, continues, Donnie groans. Darren grunts. Donnie groans, uneasy music playing. How do you find it? You should find it. Shower. It was in warm water. Would do you good, uneasy music continues. Yells fat, groans. Opening the door, Darren. Can I come in? Come here. Waters continues running. Donnie, I would love to say that I left. I stormed out and never went back. I stayed for days afterwards. In fact, come Monday, I had an eye infection, lay on his floor. He bathed it in salt water. On Tuesday, I fed his cat. Well, he took phone calls. Wednesday, I finally went home. Well, I could hear music playing. Hey, what's wrong? Nothing's wrong. Well, nothing. I just felt bad for how we left things, Donny. What bothered me most was not knowing what happened. All those moments passed out. Are you okay? Yeah. Donny, did you ever believe me, or was this whole thing pre-planned manipulation? Was he sober the entire time? What was he getting from it? Was it simply a desire to corrupt, to achieve whatever his sick mind wanted to achieve? Was it that the turn on to ruin my life? Oh, look, do you want to watch something instead? Oh, I'm not feeling it. Keely, I'll shut up. I'm sorry. Is it just not happening today? So he feels sorry. It didn't happen yesterday either. Maybe she'd need to take a break from it all. What, break from sex and me? Sighs. Wow, okay. Door slams and easy music playing. Donny, after Keely moved out, I fell to pieces. Now all we that was left to do was to say out the memory of what happened. I started feeling this overwhelming sense of confusion crashing through my body. I thought it might pass, but it came an obscurity, which grew into a raving madness within me. I could never tell whether these feelings were because of him or whether they always existed deep down. Did it all happen because I was giving off some vibe I was aware of? Or did it, what happened made me make me this way? I would feel like everyone who looked at me could see what I was going through, like they were peering into my soul, seeing that rape, the doubts, the confusion. My eyes were those windows to where I was tightly held cigarette in my life. I would dream of killing him, shoving off his cock or his tongue out. Whatever he had done me, most damage was burning his body to the ground. So after months of hate and anger and confusion, I left with no choice. I remember easy music continues, burning the laptop. Donny, I'm fucked. Donny, I walk out of the room quickly, in such a way there's no denying my desires were shifting. Every day that laptop called to me, I felt confused, I felt angry. I felt like I was going through some puberty, all over again. Easy music continues, okay? Yeah, Donny. I started having reckless sex with people of all genders, desperate pursuit for truth. I would put myself in the fucked up situations. I almost risked being raped again in this attempt to understand for the first time. Like if I passed around like a whore, then I might at least shred this idea. My body's part of me somehow. It's easy for me to continue Donny. Like, who cares if it happened before? Happened a ton of times now. So, what does it matter? It's Grunty. Donny, but it did matter. It mattered. Because this is what he wanted. This is what he saw me in me all along. Then a feeling of so bitter, I could almost catch it in my throat. That he'd been vindicated somehow. Laughter. Donny, now I'm stuck. Surrounded by his pincer. Aggressive, sound, hypernumerative. I could do nothing but crave the approval. One of the loneliest number they ever do. Woman, it was the stormiest weather. So many times I've been to Mallorca. It's beautiful. You can have these all-inclusive things where you just... Everything is for free, like everything, Donny. Dates, relationships by the dozen. All which started off in the gutter. What happened? I think I'm going to stick with Donny. I wasn't interested in love, no capacity for anyone. Or I wanted these people to provide fucking answers. You know, Mallorca? And he asked if you could want to do that called aerobics. He didn't need to ask me 5 million times. Excuse me, sorry. Can I just step into the bathroom? And I'll be right back. Yeah, lowest number, Donny. Just burned and annihilated every single one of them. You could do a 360, screech around the corner, just zoom off. That's you, that you'll never ever know. A lot of people. You've gone back to shooting film now. I think I'm just going to stick to digital. Donny, until I met. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of everything. Hey, you're cute in person, then you are lying. Chuckle softly. Honestly, some of the dates have been on. Guys turned up 15 years older. I proof of virtue. Chuckle, Donny. She was everything I wanted, everything I needed, smart, Dunny comes at Stroll. Come back with me tonight. Dunny. But with a heavy handhold, lingering stare came the crushing sense of anger and shame, falling in love with her. I couldn't hide an enmity, but anymore. They just don't tell Tony. They learn his number. They'll never do, Tony. And perhaps not as better of all. I might not feel this way, but he just hadn't done that, what he did. But when Martha turned up, all that confusion faded as she reached something seemingly without effort to the darkest pocket by security, turned into light. Seemed to be should be illegal to have both structures too. Chuckles said, there, you should pay tax for it. Man tax, Donnie. Martha saw me the way I wanted to be seen. Why is Donnie's number, Donnie? But when I came to the point of going to police, I couldn't just stand the irony. Reporting her for not, but not him. Can I help you? Donnie has always a sense that she was ill and she couldn't help it. Whereas he was a precocious, manipulative groomer. To admit to her was to admit to him. I haven't admitted to him to anyone yet. So when the police ask, why you take so long to report it? I don't know. Officer, go home. Go through her emails and now you find something of significance. Come back. Until then, unless we see some proper evidence, there's nothing we can do, Donnie. With that, I'd be back to square one. Why is loneliest number that you ever do? Why is loneliest number that you ever know? One is loneliest number. One is loneliest number. One is loneliest number you ever do. One is loneliest number. Much, much worse than two. One is divided by two. One. Visit fades.